everyone. I'm Michelle Vu.
And I'm Lyndon.
And that makes us... Oh, do we decide on a title yet?
No, we haven't decided on a title yet. All right, so stuff we talk about is drugs, mostly ones you should know, even bad ones, good ones.
Illegal ones? Oh, snap. Okay,
so who are we? We're just a couple of, you know, sophomores from UGA in the medical field.
Yeah, we're pre-pharmacy. Well, I don't know what, Lynn, you want to do health promotion now?
Yes, public health.
Yeah. But we really just like to talk about stuff.
Our first intro podcast will be on Molly.
Yeah.
That's everyone, do you know Molly?
Dancing with Molly. Popping a Molly. That is so... we can't rap. We're not going to try to.
Yeah,
so.
Miley Cyrus and Kanye West rap about it, sing about it. Kendrick Lamar talks about it.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the rappers. I found this really interesting that actually spoke out against, you know, Molly.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the hipster rapster.
And if you don't know what Molly is... What, a rapster?
Rapster.
Rapper. Okay. If you don't know what Molly is the party drug, quote, quote.
How I introduced it in the article that I wrote for Pre-Med Mag is the reincarnated form of MDMA of this era. That's a reference to the 90s when ecstasy was really popular, and ecstasy and Molly are basically the same drug because they're both MDMA,
mm-hmm.
which stands for 3-4-methylenedioxyamphetamine.
Yeah. Which is why they shortened it to MDMA.
Because who wants to deal with that crap?
Yes.
I had enough of that in OChem.
And I've heard that the quality of this drug has been very low recently. People are getting lazy and not making it a quality drug, but, you know, people don't care, so they just want to party. We like to party.
They just want the drug, you know, that happens. When there's too much demand, not enough supply, mm-hmm. you just put whatever in there. And then usually it's really dangerous stuff. Like chemicals and detergents. I don't know about detergents, but yeah.
Yeah.
What else can we say about Molly? Do you want to talk more about the effects?
Yeah, the effects of Molly. It really just makes you feel, like, really loose, and you don't really care about anything. You forget all the bad things that's happened to your life, and you're more happy, and you feel like partying. You just don't think. You just keep dancing. That's why it's the party drug.
Yeah, apparently it makes you, as a friend described it, as a friend of a friend who described it, makes you feel really chill, you know?
Yes.
And that's what makes you want to go meet friends when you go out in the club and dancing. And it makes you, in fact, feel so chill that sometimes you want to just give all your money away to people.
Heard those stories before.
Yeah, it's called being Molly mugged. But I couldn't really find anything on the internet for that, like research-wise. It's, I guess, kind of just like what people say.
Yep. And I've heard that there's a statistic out there that says 34% of 15,000 people who were taking this poll says that they need the drug to have a good time.
Oh,
so that's pretty bad. If you need a good time, if you need a drug to have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. We're doing pretty well.
We just need to put out all those
34%.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes. Man.
These kids these days.
Yes. Wait. And is this drug dangerous? Of course it is. It's addictive. And you'll feel so needy. Why would you do that to yourself? Okay, let's cut
the part. Why would you do that to yourself? Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's addictive because of how the drug works, you know? Like MDMA, it's a stimulant. It was originally manufactured by Merck as an antidepressant. So
Merck.
Merca? No! I just said Merca. Merca. Oh, you know Merca pharmaceutical company. Yeah, so it's a stimulant. What it does is it affects the serotonin pathway. Serotonin pathway is like, makes you feel, it controls mood, emotions, aggression, sleep, anxiety, memory, and perceptions. So what MDMA does is it blocks the reuptake of serotonin. And that makes you feel really, really good and sociable. And all those other things we talked about before. Mm-hmm. So that's how that works.
Yep. We've looked at the demographic on Molly users, and of course it's between ages in the teens, where 12-year-olds and even 17-year-olds up to 20-year-olds use this. And because, you know, they're young, they want to party, they want to have a good time, and they have friends who use it, it's easily accessible.
Mm-hmm. And what I found surprising was in the New York Times article, it was, like, becoming very popular among people in their 30s and 40s, too, you know?
Yeah.
So-called people who are professionals, who have jobs.
Yeah. Not good.
I mean, it's because it's Molly's reputation as a, you know, a pure drug. Molly, you know, connotes, oh my gosh.
But we now know that it's either 60% pure or less, so starting to lower its quality.
Yeah, the quality's gone down. Yeah. And therefore, it's becoming pretty darn dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We know that there's the side effects, which can lead to your rapid heartbeat, which is why you feel like letting off that energy, and then afterwards you feel chill. You sweat a lot, you panic a lot, you're like too jittery, you move too much, you're everywhere, and people can tell that you're on drugs.
Yeah.
It's pretty sure you'll go so psychotic and you might end up having a seizure. Tisk.
Withdrawal. Because, you know, most drugs, like, gets you really high and then you can just crash.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the symptoms most people were hospitalized for after they were taking Molly. And the Drug Abuse Warning Network, there was a study with that. And they found that there was a 123% increase in the number of ER visits involving MDMA. With a combination of other stuff, of course, like your typical meds, alcohol, and other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, this big theme that we're getting across is that even though people say that Molly is, you know, all like, oh, innocent, yay, let's have some fun.
There's one too many songs on Molly. Molly's pretty popular.
Yeah. But, you know, just because the drug is popular or advertised as safe doesn't mean it is actually safe. You know?
But with every other drug, you know, overdose can kill you. Seizure, remember?
Seizure. And you're out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, this is true for many other drugs, too. Like, people make that argument for marijuana. It's like, mm-hmm. Why is it illegal? You know, it's not as dangerous as alcohol, and that's
cocaine,
legal.
Heroin.
Yes. Even, like, Adderall. Students take it, like,
mm-hmm.
I have
like
homework.
Like candy.
Smart candy. I have homework due tomorrow. I better do it. Yeah. So, that's what we're trying to get across here. And now, Molly, I can't say use with caution because we're not advertising it.
Don't do it.
But we're just telling you a little bit more about it now. And I hope you're better informed. Lynn, Do you want to do a fun fact?
Have you ever tried to make guacamole but only used half an avocado? Save the other half with a seed because it'll never turn brown.
Gosh, Lynn.
Try it. Whoa, mind blown.
Yeah, that was MC Lynn and MC Michelle. We outta here.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy, stay happy.
Happy.